Time now for Hidden History. I'm Brian Morris. Say the phrase Cape Cod House, and most people picture a quaint gray shingled cottage. But deep in the woods of Wellfleet, a group of outliers defy that stereotype. These are modern homes built by a group of bohemian designers who gravitated to the area in the 1930s and 40s and pioneered the school of modern architecture. Several of these houses have been restored by the Cape Cod Modern House Trust, and I recently tagged along on a tour.
So let's get going and we'll just figure out part.
Peter McMahon founded the Cape Cod Modern House Trust in 2006. He says land was dirt cheap in Wellfleet right after the Depression.
A group of American self-taught architects came to Wellfleet and started kind of homesteading and building their own version of modern architecture. They hadn't gone to architecture school, so this was sort of like a naive version of modern architecture that they had seen in Europe.
These American designers became friends with a group of European designers who were emigrating to America during the run-up to World War II.
That includes the founders of the Bauhaus in Germany. That's Walter Gropius, Marcel Breuer, and a whole group around them who took over the architecture department at Harvard and started teaching the Bauhaus curriculum.
The Bauhaus movement was founded in 1919, a school of architecture that tried to reconcile mass production with handcraft. It only lasted 13 years, but the Bauhaus would heavily influence the design of the Outer Cape's modern houses, like our first stop, the Kugel Gips House.
This house was empty for 11 years. The roof failed. There were animals living in here. The decks had rotted all the way through. So this was a real ruin when we got it.
When the Cape Cod National Seashore was enacted in 1961, the Park Service froze all development within its boundaries.
Often when you see historic houses, everything's changed around them. And this is pretty much what you see is what they saw when they built them.
Wellfleet's modern architects were bohemians who hung out together, skinny-dipped, and went to cocktail parties at each other's houses. Everyone knew each other.
Okay, so the next house we're going to is the Weidlinger House. And basically the way we're going to get there...
So Weidlinger came here and built his house in 53. He was visiting Marcel Breuer, the very famous architect who lived right across the way.
By the late 1960s and early 70s, modernism began to fall out of favor.
It was a small avant-garde movement, and then it was adopted by corporate America. So you had high-rises that were all glass.
So it wasn't bohemian anymore.
It wasn't bohemian, and then in the student uprisings in the 60s, basically, it was a new generation, and they kind of rejected modernism as part of the military-industrial complex.
These trend-setting buildings eventually became excess structures in the Cape Cod National Seashore. They were bought up and set for demolition, but budget cuts prevented that from happening in every case, and some were simply left to the elements. By the mid-2000s, there was renewed appreciation for modern architecture. The Cape Cod Modern House Trust began restoring a few of these classic structures. The Park Service now leases the houses to the Trust, which rents them out in summer and makes them available to visiting scholars in spring and fall.
This is the Hatch House, and this was built in 1962.
Our last stop, the Hatch House, sits on a bluff overlooking Cape Cod Bay. It's a group of cube-like structures built in sections and connected by walkways. There's a spacious living room and several bedrooms with Spartan furnishings like bunks at a summer camp. Tour guide Betsy Bray says this is the only house on the tour with its original furnishings.
When Cape Cod Modern House Trust came in and redid the house, the family gave the furniture back to the house. So this is all the original furniture of
it's
the house.
It's just like a time capsule.
It really is. It is. And even the fireplace, that was the only heating source, that potbelly fireplace.
As the tour wraps up, 20-odd people head back to their cars.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. Spread the word.
These tours are sold out for the rest of the summer. I ask Peter McMahon why they're so popular.
It was just an incredible time because the post-war building boom was just, it was just sort of a moment of opportunity. People now look back at this as a golden era of American design.
For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris in Wellfleet.